presenting Charles Boyer.
Passes on with one.
Hello, my dear. Bonsoir.
Bonsoir, Michel. La da da dee.
The National Broadcasting Company takes pleasure in presenting a new series starring Charles Boyer as Michel. As polished a gentleman, as charming a rogue as ever sauntered the boulevards of Paris, he's recognized with a smile by the first men of France and remembered with a sigh by the first ladies of Paris. For Michel makes every woman hope she is the first. Now, at a sidewalk cafe with his author friend Bart Conway.
And now, waiter. Mr. Conway and I will have a bottle of Cordon Rouge, vintage 37.
Oui, monsieur. Champagne, always champagne. Michel, I do wish you had less expensive taste.
My dear Bart, I can be economical when necessary. But when I'm invited to dine with a prosperous American author, then only the best.
Mm-hmm. I wonder how long I'll be prosperous with such a costly dinner companion.
Now, one moment, Bart. What happened to that little story I told you the first night we met?
Why, I wrote it.
And sold it?
Yes.
And the next story which I told you?
It's on its way to America.
Then, there is your answer. You shall be prosperous just so long as I continue to supply you with stories which you can write and sell to your American magazine.
All right, Michel, you win.
Good. Excuse me a moment. Colette.
Thank you.
Oh, Colette, one bunch of pansies, please.
Yes, sir. Your lady will be flattered by them.
Eh? What lady? Bart, if you please.
Hmm?
Colette is waiting.
For what?
100 francs.
Oh. Oh. Here you are.
Thank you, sir.
Pansies are so lovely. Don't you think, Bart?
At the moment, I'm somewhat prejudiced.
Well, then look at it this way. Your English word pansy comes from our French pensée, meaning thought. So, pansies are thoughts.
Hmm. You look thoughtful enough to be leading up to something. A story, perhaps?
Your wine, monsieur.
Oh, thank you. A story, definitely.
Ah.
Yes, these pansies take me back to an incident which is still, well, quite painful in my memory and also quite dear.
Well, go ahead. I can afford it. I hope. What's the story about?
A thief, a beautiful woman, and my life of crime.
Oh, surely you're joking, Michel. Your life of crime.
Well, is it so shocking? More than once, my friend, you have accused me of extracting American dollars from your wallet. A confidence man, you say.
Oh, I was only kidding. The $200 I pay you for each story is pretty steep, but you've certainly not let down my confidence.
Well, thank you. Well, now, before I begin, let us sample this delightful champagne.
Mm. To your thoughts.
Thanks. You are an American, Bart, so you think of Paris as a city of eternal youth and gaiety and romance, the city which laughs at age and misfortune. Oh, mind you, it is true that we laugh, but sometimes only that we may not weep. You see, even in Paris, it is a sad thing to be penniless. Yes, especially in Paris. Well, 3 months ago, I was very, very sad indeed.
Broke?
Completely. It was evening. I was strolling the streets and alleys of Montmartre. When one is broke, it is better to wander among those who share one's condition. I remember pausing in front of an art shop. In the window, there was a delicious still life. The painting of a roast beef, a goblet of wine, and an enormous cheese. As I pressed my face to the window, someone stumbled past me. In fact, he stumbled right into me. And I felt a hand slip into my pocket. No, no, no. Oh, no, you don't, my friend.
Hey, my arm. You're busting it.
Now, one moment. You're an American.
Yeah, sure, but don't call a cop, will you? Look, I didn't mean to... Hey, it's you, Mickey.
Well, my old friend, Fingers.
Yeah.
And you try to pick my pockets?
Well, honest, I didn't know it was you. Oh, gee, I don't steal from my pals. Your wallet's safe.
Yes, because it is empty.
Oh, Mitchell, no, no.
Just find me a chair, and I will sit down and consume this painted roast beef and cheese, canvas, oil, and all.
Oh, how distressing. Why, you have always been able to crash the fanciest feed.
Yes, and slept in the best hotels. Until the management saw fit to change the lock on my door.
Oh, really? That busted, huh? Hey, look, you can bunk with me. You know, I got my own suite now.
You?
Yeah, sure. A hammock on a rooftop. Well, if you don't kick about the smoke from the chimney.
Oh, I won't, so long as it doesn't come from your kitchen.
Yeah, and eats, too. I got a system, you know.
I'm sure you have. But on which side of the law?
Hey, listen, kid. I've been wanting to hook up with a partner for a long time. Now, I can teach you the business, and with you and me together...
On our fingers... I am not a thief.
Please, Mickey, please, we don't use that word. We are what you might call a gentleman of opportunity.
But, my friend, do you think I could deprive some poor man of his pay? Or steal from some needy shop girl?
Well, a guy's got to live, ain't he? You want to starve? Want to sleep behind some ash can?
Well, frankly, no.
Oh, well, then get smart, kid. Hey, look, I need a guy that can put on an elegant front for me. You know, a gent with class.
Yes, what I wonder.
I will learn you my technique, and then you and me will show the local talent the real big-time operation.
And you say in return I eat regularly?
Uh-huh, 3 squares a day, and you bunk with me.
Of course, it might be different, I suppose, if the victims are wealthy enough for our attentions. Only the rich.
Well, let's not get too impractical.
Well, you know, bankers who attend the opera, the lesser nobility at the ballet... Rich gamblers at the races?
Hey, yeah, I think you're cooking. Yeah, we could hoist a lot of ice.
Ice?
Well, that's just a trade time, you know. I picked it up at the movies. Oh. You know, diamonds, emeralds, rubies.
It is tempting, yes, but...
Mickey, our public is crying for us.
Fingers, you know the Rue de la Paix?
Yeah, sure.
Tomorrow noon, one of the great dress houses on the Rue de la Paix is showing its latest fashions. All of society will be there.
Well, that's it. Yeah, we wait till the crowd comes out afterwards, then we pass through them fast, you know, with the finesse.
But first, tonight I eat.
Now, partner, what do you take me for? I am a man of honor.
You see, Fingers, what did I tell you? The elite of Paris.
Yeah.
Limousines, spurs, jewels, and fat billfold.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Now remember, if somebody squawks, we beat it.
All right, and a rendezvous across the street.
And rendezvous, yeah, that's right, yeah. Good luck, pal.
Oh, I beg your pardon, monsieur. Could you give me the time?
Yes, just a moment. It's 2:05.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're quite welcome.
Oh, madam, may I assist you down the steps?
Oh, you're very kind.
Not at all. The showing of evening gowns was magnificent, was it not?
Oh, simply beautiful. And didn't you
think
those...
My watch! My platinum watch! I've been robbed! Police! Police! My watch! 20,000 francs for the return of my watch!
Oh, madam, will you excuse me? I see a friend.
What? But you offered to show...
20,000 francs! For the one who finds my watch.
Oh, pardon me, monsieur. Monsieur, I found this on the sidewalk.
That's it. It's mine.
Oh, and you promised a reward. 20,000 francs.
Well, I would have found it myself.
With perhaps all the diamonds removed from it. Now you promised before many witnesses.
Very well. Let me count it out. It must have been a pickpocket.
Oh.
He asked me for the time.
18.
It's about your size.
19, 20,000. Thank you very much.
Why, good Lord. It was him. I paid the thief. 20,000 francs. Police!
Pardon,
police!
Excuse me, madam.
Police!
Pardon, excuse me.
There he goes. Stop him, police. Stop him. There he goes.
Gee, Mitchell, I almost had a dame's poison. Then I see you handing that guy back his watch, and I tell you, this unnerved me so that I couldn't snatch nothing.
I'm sorry, Fingers, but what could we have done with a platinum watch set with diamonds?
What could we have done? You must be sick or something.
A watch that valuable is too hard to dispose of. Anyway, I could not resist the gentleman's reward of 20,000 francs.
He paid you 20,000?
Of which this is your half.
Oh, hey. You are sensational. Why, I ain't seen so much moolah since...
Moolah?
Well, yeah, you know, spondorix, the long green frog skins, you know. That's what Henry G. Robinson called it in the movie that I seen. Yeah?
That girl.
Where?
Crossing the street. She just came out of the fashion house.
Yeah, hey, that dress, that cost plenty of dough.
Yes, beautifully tailored. A beautiful woman.
Well, let's skip a look. She's loaded with a fancy handbag.
No, impossible to steal. It's only safe in a crowd.
Yeah, but we could follow her. Maybe she'd take a bus.
Oh, ridiculous. Such a lady must have her own car. Unless she lives nearby. Or perhaps she's looking...
Taxi! Taxi!
Hey, Mickey, where you going?
See you later.
Hey, Mickey, my pal!
I shouldn't accept this ride, monsieur.
And I should be crushed if you had not, mademoiselle. Permit me to introduce myself. Baron Michel de Frontenac.
My name is Sidonie.
Sidonie. How charming. But surely there is more.
Does it matter?
Well, only that I may know how to find you again.
Oh, I see.
Well, anyway, now tell me how to direct the driver to your home.
I'm not going home.
Oh, good. Then perhaps you will do me the pleasure of luncheon.
I haven't time. But thank you.
Oh, an appointment?
Yes.
With a girlfriend, I hope?
No.
Of course. Why should I expect such beauty as yours to go unappreciated and unattended? Well, where do you meet him?
I'm not meeting anyone.
So, you have an appointment, but no one to meet. Well, mademoiselle, the mystery intrigues me. I insist that I go with you.
Then order the driver to go to the zoo.
A driver, to the zoo.
The zoo?
Sidonie, you're not listening to me. Sidonie.
Hmm? What?
Now, you see, I praise the magic of your eyes, the delicacy of your lips, the sunlight of your hair, and what reply do you make? Only, What? You have eyes only for that ridiculous camel.
I'm sorry, Michel. I had to see the camel.
Well, now you've seen him.
You're right. We can go. I want to ride on the carousel.
First the zebras, then the lions, then the camels, now the carousel. Please, my dear, I'm a curious man.
And very glad.
Well, at last, I have made some slight impression.
You shouldn't bother with me, Michel. It's a beautiful afternoon. There must be other girls.
There is none when I'm with you.
You don't understand.
Well, I'm trying to.
See, let's not talk.
Sidonie.
Yes.
No, look at me.
No.
But you're crying.
Take me to the carousel. Please.
Oh, if you would only tell me what...
Tickets for the carousel.
Very well. Two, please.
Yes, sir. Get right aboard. The ride begins.
Michel, if you'll hold my handbag for me.
Eh? Are you sure you want me to?
Of course. I need both hands to get onto the horse.
Very well. If I must, I'll hold your bag.
Police! Police! There he is! Catch him! Police!
Oh, a thousand devils. Oh, forgive me. Au revoir, my dear.
Michel! Hey, partner. Hey, wait for me.
Fingers, you.
Yeah, sure. I yelled police because it was the perfect moment for you to make with her purse.
Oh, but I did not intend to steal.
Yeah, that's what I was afraid of. The first good-looking dame that you see and what happens to our careers. That's why I followed you in another taxi.
Oh, you made me run with her purse. Now she knows and I cannot go back.
Well, is that bad? Come on, let's see the purse.
Oh, she was an exquisite creature. Oh, well.
Well, I'll be... Look, a pawn ticket.
What? Impossible.
Well, how do you like that? There's nothing else but a comb, lipstick, a key, and one letter.
Letter? Let me see.
Beautiful dame? Yeah. Fancy clothes? Yeah. But money? No. Maybe this will wise you up, pal. The best geese for plucking ain't always wearing peacock feathers.
Fingers, please. I'm trying to read.
Well, go ahead. I ain't stopping you. One lousy pawn ticket. But whatever it was that she pawned ain't worth enough to buy...
Fingers.
What?
I must see that girl again.
Are you crazy?
No, quite sane, my friend. But what is in this letter? Yes, I must find her again.
Hey, Mickey, you'll be pinched. She'll call the cops.
Very well, even if it means jail, I must go to her.
Good heavens, Michelle, don't stop right in the middle of the story.
Oh, forgive me, Bart, but at the moment, my appetite is stronger than my memory. Waiter.
You wish to order, monsieur?
Yes, the menu, please.
Oui, monsieur.
And while we're waiting, another champagne.
Oui, monsieur.
You don't mind, Bart?
Not if you'll get on with the story. You say you followed this girl, Sidonie. You took her purse. You read the letter inside. Then what?
Anna, please, please. I must tell the story in my own way.
Oh.
At first, I had been completely mystified that such a beauty should spend her Sunday afternoon staring at the animals in the zoo and riding the carousel.
I have it. You said she cried for a moment. She was reliving some romantic experience.
Well, that was also my guess, but a wrong one.
What was it then?
The motive was explained by the letter in her purse.
Oh.
I returned to the carousel, but Sidonie had gone. So my pickpocket friend and I went back to Montmartre. With part of our 20,000 francs, we enjoyed a superb dinner. And the next day, I sent Fingers on several errands. He rejoined me on the roof in the late afternoon.
Hey, you know, I used to figure that climbing those 7 flights of stairs would good for me, but, you know, keep me in training to outrun the cops, but I don't know.
You know, you're late, my friend.
Yeah, I guess so. Maybe I'd be smart to pay the cop some protection and save my legs. Hey, I got a flop.
Oh, be careful of the packages on the hammock.
Yeah, what is all that stuff? The boxes and bundles?
Well, I had a few things to buy.
You bought? Oh, no, Mitchell. It is against the rules. We swipe, we borrow, but buy, never.
That large bundle. Open it, please.
Oh, this one?
Yes. Oh, did you go to the pawn shop?
Yeah, sure. I took the phone thing from the dame's place and I... Hey, you ain't gone and bought yourself a uniform.
Quite handsome, don't you think? Well, if you'll hand me the trousers...
Well, you ain't going to put it on.
Of course I am.
But why?
Please, I asked you about the pawn shop.
Yeah, all right, okay. I got her stuff out of hock, but it cost you 3,000 francs plus interest.
And what had she pledged?
Well, it ain't going to make you happy. Here.
No, a wedding ring.
Yeah. So your girl is married, huh?
Yes,
it's
I know.
Bad.
I know. Her name is Madame Claudel. She lives in the Rue Lafitte.
Where'd you get that?
From the letter in our purse. Now, if you will, my tunic.
Yeah, all right. Hey, that's not fair. Look at the gold stuff on the shoulders, the medals and the ribbons. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that beats the monkey suit that the doorman wears at El Morocco.
Ah, please. You insult the dignity of the Army of France.
Oh, no kidding. It's a soldier's uniform, huh?
The generals.
You can buy this?
No, rent it. Last season, I wore this uniform at the Beaux-Arts Ball.
Hey, I'm beginning to get this. Why, sure. Yeah, we are going to go to some military shindig, and while the brass hats are saluting you, I clean their pockets, huh?
Ah, my belt, please.
Hey, you bet, General.
Oh, and a watch. The best we have.
Well, how about this one? I just lifted it off a fat guy in a park.
Ooh, white gold. Very nice.
Nothing but the best merchandise, pal.
Well, let me see. It's 5 o'clock. She will be leaving the shop.
She?
Sidonie, Madame Claudel. She's a dress mannequin, the fashion house which we visited yesterday.
You know a heck of a lot about her.
Well, it was in the letter. That's why she is able to wear expensive clothing. The management gives it to her.
Yeah, well, if she works, why she have to hawk a wedding ring?
Well, one must pay one's doctor bills.
The healthiest looking sick name I ever saw.
The letter explained.
Yeah, the letter. I'm beginning to wish that I could read French.
It's not necessary. This is what she writes.
Got it right with you, huh?
She was going to mail this to her husband, who is in a government prison.
Oh, he's in stir? No kidding.
My dearest Francois, it is very hard for me to tell you this news. The doctors have at last given up hope for our son. Jean will live perhaps another month.
Oh, no.
I try to make Jean happy so he will not ask questions. This afternoon I will go to the zoo and look at all the animals which he loved to see when he could walk. He begs me to ride the carousel for him.
Oh, so that's what it was about, huh?
Tomorrow, Jean will be 8 years old. He asks for only one birthday present, to see his father. I can only repeat what he has heard since he was a baby. You cannot get leave from your troops. The Foreign Legion is far away, but your thoughts will be with him tomorrow. And always.
Oh, Mitchell, that boy ain't never seen his father.
No.
Well, gee, I... Hey, look, you don't have to read anymore.
Good. Then we go.
Yeah. Where is this military blowout?
There is no, as you say, blowout. We are going to call on Madame Claudel.
But we swiped her purse.
And we are returning it.
with her ring.
But maybe she'll still be mad, you know, if she calls the cops.
No, I didn't think my partner was a coward.
Well, I ain't a complete chump, Mickey.
Well, then do as I say, and you will carry these packages.
Who, me?
Now, look, a general of France cannot be a porter.
Well, yeah, okay, but I don't like this.
Oh, one thing more. Lend me 100 francs.
Hey, you ain't spent your whole 10,000.
I have. 100 francs, please.
Well, gee, Mickey, for what?
For one bouquet of pansies.
I tell you, that cop gave us the eye. He watched us turn the last corner.
Never mind the cop. This is it. 921 Rue Lafitte.
Hey, Mickey, for the last
time... Give me the packages.
Well, yeah, but...
Now, you'll wait outside. And if you see danger, you will whistle.
Whistle like this?
Could you make it louder?
Well, I can't. When I spotted that cop, my lips lost their pucker. Hey, Mickey, listen, before you ring that doorbell...
I'm not ringing. I have the door key from Madame Claudel's purse. Ah, be brave, my friend.
And you make it fast.
Sidonie. She's not home yet.
Mama? Is that you, Mama? Mama, why don't you let... Monsieur?
Well, happy birthday, Jean.
You are a soldier. You're from the Foreign Legion.
Jean, you made a birthday wish. What was it you wanted most?
Papa. Oh, Papa, you've come home. You've come home.
Yes, Jean. Yes, my son.
Oh, I knew you would come. I knew. Every night I asked for you in my prayer.
Come, Jean. No more tears. We're happy, aren't we?
Oh, yes, yes. Oh, Mama, see, he's here.
Yes, I see. Would you mind...
Sidonie, my darling, my wife.
What? I told you, Mama. Papa wouldn't forget my birthday.
Of course not, Jean. Not if I had to swim and walk all the way from Algeria. And you know, as it was, I had to demand special leave from my post.
Mama, you didn't tell me Papa was such a great soldier. Look, the medals and the ribbons... He must be more than a captain.
Well, yes, I was promoted. Now I am a general.
Mama, you hear a general?
Oh, yes, Jean, I hear.
Well, son, why don't you open your presents?
Oh, may I? Right now?
Of course.
Oh, I know what this one is. The box says it's from the bakery. A birthday cake.
Oh, sure, you mean this for kindness, but you're breaking my heart.
No, my dear, I'm mending it. You will see.
Papa, a toy bugle. Listen.
Well, bravo, Jean. You know, you are better than my own regimental bugler.
Oh, Papa, tell me all about your army. I want to know all about the soldiers and Africa and
everything, I promise. Now, Sidonie, my darling, we shall have a fine dinner.
Oh, a wonderful dinner.
Aren't you going to kiss him, Mama?
Yes, of course.
My dear.
Welcome home, Francois.
And you ride the battle on a big white camel?
An enormous white camel with trappings of gold.
A camel even bigger than the one Mama and I saw, Monsieur.
Oh, twice as big.
Jean.
Yes, Mama?
You mustn't go to sleep on your father's lap.
No, I think it's time for my little soldier to be off to bed. Hang on to my neck, Jean.
Mama, you were coming with us?
Yes, Jean.
Oh, it's been such a wonderful birthday, Papa.
For both of us.
And you will come to visit me on my next birthday.
Yes, Jean.
And next year, I'll be all well again, won't I?
Yes, Jean.
You know, Mama, when I grow up, I'll be a soldier, too. I'll ride on a big white camel, just like Papa.
Yes, you will. You will, Jean. Now, down under the covers.
Oh, my bugle.
I have it here, Jean.
How keep it under my pillow.
Good night, my boy. Dream of your papa.
I will, Papa. I will.
Good night, Jean.
Good night, Mama. Good night, Papa.
Good night, Jean.
Listen.
Yes.
Monsieur.
Oh, please, Michel.
Michel, you know my gratitude for all you've done. The presents, my wedding ring, the flowers. The good Lord must have a special place in his heart for thieves. Such as you.
I have had my reward, my dear. You see, in my life have been many things. But tonight, talking to your little boy, I've been the only thing I really missed. A father.
Michel, wait.
You are very sweet, my dear. Thank you.
Bonsoir, Michel.
Bonsoir.
Remarkable story, Michel. And a sad one. But there's just one thing. I can't believe you could ever be a professional pickpocket. How could fingers teach you the knack of it so quickly?
In other words, you think I'm embroidering on a good story.
Well, I admit it's a wonderful touch.
Non, please. My dear friend, I told you before, touch is a word to which I'm very sensitive. Mm. Waiter, the bill, please.
Voilà, monsieur.
Ah. Let me see. 1,200 francs plus tip. Here you are.
Oh, merci, monsieur.
Good heavens. I'd never expected to see this. Michel dipping into his own pocketbook.
Ah, well, the world is full of surprises, isn't it? Well, now, as soon as I remove the $200 you owe me for tonight's story...
What?
I return your wallet with thanks.
Oh, I might have known.
Now, I must be off.
Wait! You didn't tell me what happened to Fingers.
Naturally, I refused to continue in this profession. And a few days later, Fingers failed to remove his hand quickly enough... from his certain pocket.
He went to jail.
He went to jail. But only for a few days. It seems he was pardoned by the strange intervention of a very beautiful lady.
Oh.
Yes, as a matter of fact, one of the great actresses of the Paris stage. Too bad I had to come between them.
Mm-hmm. Well, go on.
Hmm? Go on? My dear Mr. Conway... that is another story. And another $200.
Charles Boyer will soon be seen starring in Douglas Sirk's production, The First Legion. In the role of Bart Conway, you heard Hanley Stafford. Also in the cast were Sheldon Leonard, Betty Moran, Herb Butterfield, Jane Morgan, Jeffrey Silver, Viola Vaughn, and Rolf Sedan. Our show was directed by Nat Wolf. Tonight's script was written by Leonard St. Clair. The characters of Michel and Bart Conway were created by Ernest Vogia and Clement Scott Gilbert. Listen again next week at this same time to Presenting Charles Boyer. Now, this is Don Stanley speaking and sending congratulations from all of us on Presenting Charles Boyer to station WCSH in Portland, Maine, which tomorrow celebrates its 25th anniversary of radio broadcasting. Big Town's editor Steve Wilson fights crime next on NBC.